Well, greetings to you in Jesus' name today. God bless you for your efforts to seek after the Lord. The Lord said that there's a great reward for those that seek after him, and we will find him if we seek with all of our hearts. And so I want to encourage you, keep seeking the Lord. It's something that never, ever goes away. We have to encourage each other, no matter how many years you've been with the Lord or if you're still not a believer and converted, and we still have to be reminded, keep seeking the Lord. It's something that we'll do all the days that we're here on this earth. We're going to need to keep seeking the Lord. And if we can find God's grace to keep us faithful, we will forever be with him in eternity. And so I would like to read some passages and just give some words of Jesus, because, you know, we can say a lot of things about the Bible. We can put things together and piece to here and there and come up with some good messages, and that's fine. That's, people do that all the time, and it's a blessing. But I want to concentrate today on the words of Jesus Christ. You know, God says that his word will never return to him empty or void, but will accomplish the very thing he sent it out to do. And so I believe that with all my heart. And I know that even growing up, my parents took us to church, all of us children, and we heard the word of God. And it took me a very long time before I was ready to surrender my life to God. But his word was working on me that whole time, even when I didn't realize it. And so I take great confidence in just being able to share even one verse or any scripture with an unbeliever or even to believers. It's always good to meditate on God's word. And I have a friend that he was witnessing to a man that he knew, a very wealthy man. And long story short, my friend encouraged this man to read the Bible. He said, "I don't care where you read, just get a Bible and read. Just read the Bible, and anywhere." And this man, he picked the book of Numbers. It's not usually where people start out when they read the Bible, but God used it in a powerful way. A lot of people would not really get into the book of Numbers. There are some very neat and interesting things going on that God did, but it's not usually the starting point for most people. It didn't matter. It was God's word. And this man, he got so encouraged and so excited about reading the word, he read the entire Bible in a short time, and he got born again. And so anyways, that would be the purpose of all Christians as we share the word of God. We hope that people will be changed and get born again, be converted. And so I'm going to read to you out of the book of John. I'm going to be in chapter 14, and then I'll read a little bit in 14:6, and then I'll continue on. I'm going to skip a little bit, and we'll read a little bit more. But John 14:6, because this is so important, and this is a very offensive thing if you say out into the general public. They don't like this at all. And Jesus is speaking. He said unto them, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." And this is a verse that is very important to us, because there's no way a man can be made right with God except through the blood of Jesus. And people really hate that, because there's so many different religions in this world, so many different attitudes of how it is that a person will spend eternity with God. And Jesus said, "I'm the only way. There is no other way. It has to be through me." And a lot of people just can hardly fathom and hardly stand to hear those words. But it's the word of God. It's true. I believe it is true, and I hope that you believe that too. I'm going to continue reading here. I'm going to skip down to verse 15. Please feel free, go back and read in between where I'm in John chapter 14. You can read the whole book of John. Would be a blessing. But for sake of time, I would like to just skip down to verse 15. And I want to just show you a couple of things here. Jesus is going to start showing the characteristics of those who have surrendered to him, those who love him, and what his promise is to us that love him. And you'll see that here as we read. Verse 15, Jesus is saying, if ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. I want to just pause there for a minute. He's talking about the Holy Spirit. Jesus was saying, he's getting ready to tell him, I'm leaving, I'm going to be gone, but I'm going to send Comforter to you, and he is going to always be with you. And you know, we talked about before that if you don't want to fulfill the lust of the flesh, you walk by the Spirit. You walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And this is exactly what Jesus is talking about, the Spirit of truth. The Spirit of truth is going to come. He's going to be here for us, and he'll not leave us and forsake us if we're really in tune with God and have our hearts towards God. Okay, verse 19, it says, yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Judas said unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us, and not unto the world? This is fascinating. Here's Judas, an apostle, and a disciple here, and he's saying, Lord, how are you going to make yourself known to us and the whole world, not the whole world? And this is key right here. Jesus says, he answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said to you. So Jesus is saying, if you love me, you're going to keep my words. You're going to be willing to obey. You're going to be happy to obey. It'll be your desire. We struggle still, of course. But if we love God, he wins out every time. He has our heart. He directs us and nudges us the way we need to go. And he says that if we keep his words, if we love him, we'll keep his words. And the Father, he said, my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. We're going to live there. God is going to be with his people. He always has. God is that way. Those that seek him, those that are interested in him and his ways, he's right there with them. And he says, I'm not saying this of myself. This is God's word, my Father who sent me. And he spoke them to them. He spoke these words to them. And he talks about the Comforter, the Holy Ghost, coming and being with us. And verse 27, he says, he's continuing here, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard, now I said unto you, I go away, and come again unto you. If you loved me, you would rejoice, because I said I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, and when it is come to pass, ye might believe. God was he's always given the knowledge and the grace to be able to tell us what's going to happen and give us faith to believe it's true. God used prophets, and the prophets came to Israel, and they prophesied the things that God wanted them to say. And you can read through all through the Old Testament. God sent his prophets, and he was telling people things that were going to happen before they came to pass. But they had to believe. God is that way. He'll do that for you and I. He tells us, you need to get ready. You need to be ready for the times in the last days. There's going to be great deception. There's going to be things happen that are unbelievable, and he's telling us all about it before it happens. He wants us to be ready. He wants us to be prepared. I'm going to continue reading here a couple other verses that to finish out the chapter here. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. Now he's talking about the devil here. He's the prince of this world. He's the one that we see the fruit of his kingdom all around us. But, you know, we also see the fruit of God's kingdom in his children. But he's the prince of this world, and Jesus said he has nothing in me. Verse 31, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. And then he said, arise, let us go hence. Jesus is getting ready for the very thing that God sent him to do. He came to die in our place. He came to fulfill all of the law that God had laid down, the law that we could not fulfill. We couldn't do it. Jesus came and lived out a perfect life, and he came and he sacrificed himself that we might come to know God and be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. And when that happens, we get born again. And I don't know if you that are listening to me, some of you may be born again. I mentioned this before. But if you're not, I want you to read through the book of John here. Look at what Jesus is saying, and let God draw you to himself to become a Christian, a follower, a disciple of Jesus Christ, and to be born again and be baptized, a believer's baptism. If you are born again already, then I know that God's word is always comforting, it's encouraging, it's good for us to grow in the word of God. And so I trust that God is working no matter which, wherever people are. It doesn't matter. When we hear the word of God, it does something inside of us. And that's what our hope is that the word of God will prevail in this dark world we live in, and people will see Jesus Christ. May God bless you as you seek the Lord with all of your heart.